Welcome to episode 662 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We are marching our way through the books of the Old Testament as we search for Jesus in every book of the Bible. Today is the 26th episode in our series and the 8th book that we have explored. The book of Ruth is a captivating narrative that tells the story of Ruth, a Moabite woman, and her journey from widowhood to redemption and restoration. The story takes place during the time of the judges, when a famine struck the land of Israel. A man named Elimelech, along with his wife Naomi and their two sons, left their hometown of Bethlehem and settled in the foreign land of Moab. Unfortunately, tragedy struck as Elimelech and his two sons died, leaving Naomi and her daughters-in-law, Ruth and Orpah, widowed and without support. Naomi, grieving and feeling destitute, decided to return to Bethlehem, urging her daughters-in-law to remain in Moab and start anew. Orpah tearfully bid farewell, but Ruth clung to Naomi, vowing to stay by her side and embrace her people and her God. Upon their arrival in Bethlehem, Ruth took the initiative to provide for Naomi by gleaning in the fields, as was the custom for the poor and foreigners. She happened to glean in the field of Boaz, a wealthy and righteous man who was a relative of Naomi's deceased husband. Boaz noticed Ruth's dedication and kindness and showed her favor and protection, instructing his workers to leave extra grain for her. Naomi, recognizing the significance of Boaz's actions, devised a plan for Ruth to seek his role as a kinsman redeemer, the relative who could redeem their family's land and marry Ruth, securing their future. Following Naomi's instructions, Ruth approached Boaz in the night and expressed her desire for him to fulfill his role as a kinsman redeemer. Boaz, deeply moved by Ruth's faithfulness and loyalty, agreed to pursue the necessary legal procedures to secure their redemption. Boaz acted with integrity and approached the nearer relative who had the first right of redemption. However, when that relative declined the opportunity, Boaz publicly declared his commitment to redeem the land and take Ruth as his wife. Ruth and Boaz were married, and their union brought great joy and blessings. They had a son named Obed, who became the grandfather of King David, a significant figure in Israel's history. The book of Ruth not only tells a beautiful love story, but also highlights the themes of loyalty, faithfulness, and the providence of God. It demonstrates how God works through ordinary people, even in the midst of difficult circumstances, to accomplish his purposes and bring about redemption. Ultimately, the story of Ruth points forward to Jesus Christ, our ultimate Redeemer, who offers redemption, grace, and restoration to all who trust in Him.
Today's Top 10 List.
10 Glimpses of Jesus in the Book of Ruth.
Number 1.
Redeemer. Boaz, the kinsman Redeemer in the story, foreshadows Jesus as the ultimate Redeemer, who redeems and restores humanity through his sacrifice on the cross.
Number 2.
Covenant. The story highlights the faithfulness and loyalty of Ruth towards Naomi, mirroring Jesus' covenantal love and faithfulness towards his people.
Number 3.
Inclusion of Gentiles. Ruth, a Moabite woman, being embraced and accepted into the Israelite community, prefigures Jesus' mission of including Gentiles in the salvation plan.
Number 4.
Compassion. Boaz's kindness and compassion towards Ruth reflects Jesus' compassionate nature in his interaction with the marginalized and outcasts.
Number 5.
Provision. Boaz provides for Ruth and Naomi, foreshadowing Jesus as the provider of all our needs, both physically and spiritually.
Number 6.
resurrection. The birth of Obed to Ruth and Boaz illustrates the hope and new life that comes through God's provision and redemption, foreshadowing Jesus' resurrection and the hope of eternal life.
Number 7.
Genealogy. The lineage of David, and ultimately Jesus, is traced back to Ruth and Boaz, emphasizing Jesus' connection to this story and his fulfillment of the messianic lineage.
Number 8.
Sacrificial love. Ruth's sacrificial love for Naomi echoes the sacrificial love of Jesus, who laid down his life for the salvation of humanity.
Number 9.
Faithfulness. Ruth's unwavering commitment to Naomi reflects Jesus' faithfulness to his people, even in the face of challenges and hardships.
Number 10.
Restoration. The restoration of Naomi's family and the inheritance of the land point to Jesus' mission of restoring all things and bringing about the ultimate redemption and restoration of humanity. These glimpses of Jesus in the book of Ruth reveal the underlying themes and foreshadowing that point to the redemptive work of Christ and his role as the Savior and Redeemer of the world. Beneath the Harvest Moon. Beneath the harvest moon, a tale unfold, where love's pure flame did softly unfold. In Bethlehem's fields, a foreign maiden came, with steadfast heart and a widow's name. Ruth, a Moabite, walked a foreign land. In fields of barley, she'd take her stand. Her love for Naomi, deep and true, led her to glean where blessings grew. Amidst the golden sheaves, her eyes did meet Boaz, a man just with heart complete. His kindness and favor she did find, a refuge for her weary soul to bind. Boaz, the kinsman redeemer he became, to restore Naomi's lineage and name. But more than duty, a love did bloom, a sacred bond beyond the harvest room. From Ruth and Boaz, a lineage would spring, a royal bloodline fit for a king. Their story echoes through the sands of time, a glimpse of love, divine and sublime. Beneath a harvest moon, their love did shine, a testament to love's enduring design. In their union, a glimpse of heaven's embrace, a love story that echoes through time and space. Just as Ruth, the Moabite woman, found favor in Boaz's sight beneath the harvest moon, so too we can find favor with Jesus. Whatever our circumstances may be, whatever our backgrounds, Jesus extends his favor to us. Beneath the harvest moon, we find Jesus' provision. Ruth gleaned barley that could be used to make bread. Jesus is the bread of life who abundantly gives, sustaining our souls, ensuring our salvation, and ensuring life to the full. Beneath the harvest moon, we see Jesus' love, transcending boundaries of age and race and religious affiliation. Beneath the harvest moon, we find Jesus, the true harvest for you and for me. In the fields of our lives, he sows seeds of grace, bringing redemption in every time and in every place. Father, thank you that just as Ruth found love beneath the harvest moon, so we too can find love in Jesus, the true harvest. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.